Dr. McCord, first of all, I understand that you have some perhaps family ties to the area, but what actually made you decide to come all the way from Arizona to Bushnell?
Actually, I came back for a high school reunion to the Quad Cities last year, and I was telling my friends I was looking for a practice, and a girl I went to high school with was in Adair, who was Dr. Jameson's patient, so she called me a month later and said his practice was available, and I started looking at it, and I decided to move here as opposed to staying in Arizona.
Some would say that Arizona is probably the more hospitable climate for most people, but do you have some family ties, or did you just think it's a good place to open, set up shop, so to speak?
I have a grandmother that lives at Wesley in Macomb. I have a grandmother in the Quad Cities in Kelowna.
Just how long have you been in dentistry?
I have been in dentistry 7 years.
Will you be opening a general practice, or will you be doing specialty work, perhaps?
Okay. I'm going to be doing general dentistry and some cosmetic dentistry, which that is not a specialty.
And I saw you had an ad in the paper. You're looking for a couple of people to work for you. Do you have any ideas? Mayor Russell thought maybe late this month, first part of June. Are you on track for that?
Yeah, my target is for June 12th, but it may be delayed a week, possibly waiting for some x-ray equipment.
More like middle of June is realistic then.
Right.
And I know the city offered some incentives. Did that make it attractive, or had you pretty well decided to return to the area? But that probably made it a little easier to make the decision, I suspect.
That is correct.
Did he, sell you the practice, or are you going to have to build your practice from scratch, or how will you approach this new practice of yours?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what his plans were for phasing himself out of this office. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was a quick decision to close when they did, but it was too late to carry over really the practice. So I just basically bought a dentally furnished building, mm-hmm. and the charts are here. But basically he had discharged his patient, so I have to build it up again. Mm-hmm. But there's still, because it wasn't closed for an exceptional amount of time, there's always the people that wait till the last minute to seek another dentist. Mm-hmm. So I think those people are still available, and then I think the people that don't really want to commute to whatever surrounding town they chose may come back.
Well, and as you say, the commute is not a long one, but if you're getting dental work and maybe have to be anesthetized, maybe you'd rather be in your hometown rather than having to go, 15, 20, 25, whatever miles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting a good reception from the people in Bushnell now that they probably see the office is open again and maybe there are people coming and going?
Yeah, I have people drop by this office every day, come in to find out if it's true there's a dentist. My advertising are just the cards have gone out to former patients. They've called me. I can see a lot of people have seen my Help Wanted advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a lot of resumes. Yeah, so far the community has been wonderful in my move here and supporting me, and I'm getting involved in Bushnell Rotary and Chamber of Commerce and those type of activities, mm-hmm. and trying to take advantage of anything there is to do in the community.
Sure.
And let me see. I'm just looking forward to becoming a part of this community. And I don't know if people want to drop by and check out the new outside remodeling.
Mm-hmm. So are you kind of freshening up the appearance of the building?
Yeah. The painters just left.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people have noticed that when they drive by.
Mm-hmm. Okay.